Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
What's a proverb? Today, we'll try to answer that question. We'll also do a quick overview of the book of Proverbs, especially its opening section. A proverb is one of those things that's easy to recognize, but hard to define. Proverbs are short, smart, and spicy. Wisdom distilled into wit. Extensive experience in short sentences. Proverbs guide by categorizing situations. They give us templates for understanding our own situation and responding. Am I about to spend my money unwisely? Then I remember that a fool and his money are soon parted. I stop. Every proverb in the Old Testament book of Hebrew Proverbs is intended to puncture our complacency, pierce our thoughtlessness, and provoke us to consider our choices. The book of Proverbs doesn't only tell, it shows. It shows reality. It doesn't simply say that adultery is dangerous. Instead, it terrifyingly depicts the foolish young man who destroys his life by hanging out with the adulterous wife. Unforgettable imagery abounds in the book of Proverbs. Woman wisdom and woman folly. The hard-working insects storing up food. The dog returning to its own vomit. The way of life and the way of death. The tree of life. By its very persuasiveness, the book of Proverbs show that biblical wisdom is life-giving and life-enhancing. The book itself has 7 sections. Each section is a collection of proverbs, making the book an anthology of collections. The compiler tells us that these collections offer teaching for discerning wisdom, shaping character, and leading lives that truly honor God. Chapters 1 to 9 are a series of talks and speeches. Then, chapter 10 to chapter 22, verse 16, bring together a collection of sayings, sometimes grouped around words or themes. Finally, chapters 22, verse 17 to chapter 31 are a mishmash of talks and sayings, culminating in a mother's advice to her son, the king. Chapter 1 to 9, the first section, has 2 interconnected emphases: instructions for wise living and the contrast between wisdom and folly. The instructions are for anyone concerned with choosing wisely. They are especially important to adolescents who, through their own passions, their developing awareness of reality, and their longing for group approval, are navigating the promising and perilous transition into adulthood. Following wise instructions leads to fullness of life. Rejecting them leads to self-destruction. To hate wisdom is to love death. Wisdom and foolishness are starkly contrasted. Wisdom is life-giving to all who choose her because her ways are deeply rooted in God's created order. This order doesn't suffocate. It offers joyous freedom within life-enhancing boundaries. With wisdom as our guide, life becomes a daily adventure. Folly or foolishness or reckless stupidity is portrayed as an unfaithful wife. For folly is an attempt to be wise without God, to be wise in one's own eyes, and inevitably, like a prostitute appearing from the darkness to lure the foolish, folly looks to entice those without wisdom. We'll return to this contrast between wisdom and folly as we work our way through the section. Next time, we'll study Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for your wisdom. Because it flows from your character, your wisdom is pure, loving, and life-enhancing. As we study your word, fill us with your wisdom so that our lives may honor you and bless your people. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.